Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks, and also your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. There's a donations link on the side if you would like to donate. It's greatly appreciated, folks. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. The podcast is about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus, current and world events, and also the second coming of Jesus Christ. So again, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. Let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Sunday, July 11th, 2021. And happy Sunday, folks. I hope you made it to church. I hope my brothers and sisters in Christ out there are doing well and doing great, considering everything that's going on in the world, and just have faith. So let's get into today's article. I have some news for you here. The headline reads, World Economic Forum pushing for great reset through a cyber attack with COVID-like characteristics. The World Economic Forum, or the WEF, is an international non-governmental organization supposedly dedicated to improving the world through business, politics, and academia. Recently, it has been delving into world cybersecurity. In reality, the WEF is pushing for a great reset using cyber attack with COVID-like characteristics. So cyber attack, folks, is they want to have a virus. I've already read up on this, so I'm somewhat aware of what they're trying to do. They want to have a digital virus, an online attack, that's going to spread all throughout the entire world and take down the internet, take down power grids and different things like that. That's what they want to do. They want to scare everybody. And myself, being a critical thinker, always have been, I don't understand why these people, these demonic people, and we have to pray really hard. I find myself really, brothers and sisters in Christ, having to really grit my teeth and pray for these people, because they're destroying humanity. They're pushing the shot, and then now people aren't going to take the shot because they realize they've got almost, as far as the United States, they got just about everybody they're going to get. They might get maybe another million or so, but that's about it. They're not going to get anybody else. It's time for another scamdemic, and this is exactly what they're doing. So the WEF has taken a role in the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic as its push for vaccine passports, digital barcode tracking, and most importantly, the Great Reset. Now, the Great Reset is they want to cancel out everything, cancel out money, cancel out debt, just about. They want to do everything and have a digital currency, which they control, and that's what you have to understand. And they control, meaning the elites that are running this country, the elites that are running the world, and that's what you have to understand, folks. That there are a lot of really, really, really bad people out there that are running the show, that are running these countries, that are running these different places all over the world, every country all over the world. There's an elite in the organization running that. Satan is running rampant. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So back to the article. The WEF priming people to expect a global spanning cyber attack. In early 2021, the WEF Center for Cyber Security announced the Cyber Polygon. They just had that yesterday, by matter of fact, or excuse me, on Friday the 9th. Friday the 9th of July. They just ran the virtual cyber attack, a Cyber Polygon attack 2021. This is an online security conference. This year's conference has one agenda, figuring out what cyber attack COVID-like characteristics look like. In earlier releases, the WEF said the Cyber Polygon 2021 would focus on ransomware, the vulnerability of the global supply chain to cyber attacks and digital currencies. The WEF also promised to hold live training exercises that respond to targeted supply chain attack on corporate ecosystem in real life. We all know, but we still pay insufficient attention to frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring a complete halt to power supply, transportation, hospital services, society as a whole, said Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the WEF, and that's the World Economic Forum. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen as respect as a small disturbance and compared to a major cyber attack. Schwab added that it was important that the WEF use ongoing cyber pandemic to reflect, use ongoing COVID-19 pandemic to reflect the lessons of the cyber community to draw and improve our unpreparedness for a potential cyber pandemic. Schwab made these comments last year, showing the WEF has been planning to prime people for a cyber attack induced for the Great Reset for some time on July 9th. And again, I just said that a day or two ago, folks. The day the Cyber Polygon conference began, Schwab reiterated his fear-mongering by reminding people about the recent cyber attacks that have occurred. We have seen in the past few months, for example, ransomware attacks targeting hospitals, critical infrastructure, school systems, power grid, and many other essential services, he said. Ransom attacks are complex and criminal enterprises that are increasing on a scale and impact. This highlights the need for structured, multi-stakeholder, multilateral approach to secure society against them. Okay. So let me pause right there, folks. They know there's going to be attack. Why? And again, critical thinking 101 here, folks. Okay, let's open our mind. They know there's going to be attack. They're warning us going to be attack. Why? Here's the $1 million answer. I'm just going to give it to you, folks. Listen up. Because they're going to do it. Okay, it's that simple. They're going to do it. Do we have a time frame? No, we do not. Has Klaus Schwab thrown out a time frame, a possibility? Yes, he has. He said around Christmas time of this year, of 2021, around December sometime. Do I know for exact? No, I don't. Nobody does but them. Is this pure heinous and evil what they're doing? Yes, it is. Is it satanic? Yes, it is. They want to collapse society to force everyone into a one world government. Okay, that's what the Great Reset is. They want to force everybody into a one world government. And as I pivot and go to Revelation chapter 13 and pick it up, verse 16 through 18, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, out of the King James Bible. You can go to KingJamesBibleOnline.org. That's KingJamesBibleOnline.org. I just happen to have it right here. My eyes are getting bad, so I need things in bigger print. That's why I have it on online here as well, folks. So King James Version, Revelation Version, chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, and he causeth all, big and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man might buy, sell, say he that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay. And then 18 reads, here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for the number of a man, his number is 603 score and 6, or in other words, 666, folks. So you have to understand this is bought and paid for. These evil people will do it. The Cyber Polygon training exercise is comprised of over 200 teams from 48 countries. IBM, Ernst & Young have their respective cybersecurity teams to participate worldwide. It is inevitable that a larger attack is going to occur one day, said John Sonato. He's a president of security of a firm based in Pennsylvania. What is being talked about today over the next couple of days is a potential real world situation. Okay, that's where you got to ask yourself, what would you do if you can't access your bank accounts? You can't access the internet. Your cell phone suddenly stops working. These are the kind of things that really do need to be think through. One day you may be facing a crisis like that, you know. And that's what you have to understand, folks. The link and article details and link will be down below in the description of this podcast, folks. So we're talking about some scary stuff. If you're a believer of Christ, you won't be afraid. You know that this stuff has to happen for the second coming of Christ, and that's just a fact. And for the second coming of Christ to take, for Christ to come, certain things have to happen. And if you read through the Bible and the book of Revelation, everything is laid out specifically exactly what has to happen before Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ. I want to just say right now as we conclude here, folks, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, here's just a simple prayer. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited Jesus into your heart, into your life, I want to just pray with you a certain prayer here, folks. If you have just a minute or two, we're almost done here. We're, I think, at the 12-minute mark. Just repeat after me. Find a quiet place in your house, in the corner, in the garage, just someplace where you can be alone with just you and God, and just pray this prayer, folks. Here it is. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, myself, my self-centeredness, every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, folks, congratulations. I commend you. Congratulations. Celebrate. You've now taken the first step, the prayer of salvation, to give your life to Jesus Christ. The next thing you want to do is get a good Bible. Again, as I said earlier here in the podcast, I use a King James Version, but just get a good Bible. Get a good Bible that just preaches the Word of God. And then the next step is get into a good church. Get into a good church that preaches the fundamentals of Jesus Christ and God Almighty, and that there is no salvation except through Jesus Christ. And that's the type of thing. You just need to get a Christ-centered church. That's the key right there, folks. So get a good Bible. Start reading. Go find a church. You can find a church. Google it. DuckDuckGo it if you're like me and don't like to use a lot of Google products. DuckDuckGo. Just do a search. Ask somebody you know. Just get into a good church. And then you want to start talking about Jesus, how Jesus is affecting your life, how Jesus has, you've invited Jesus into your life, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That's the thing to do, folks. And by doing that, then you want to share that with family, friends, coworkers, etc. in your own time, in your own space, but do share the message, folks. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. And again, that's what you have to understand. Jesus is very loving. Jesus is very caring. Jesus is very accepting. Jesus loves you, and he loves the world. And God gave his own son, Jesus Christ, and died for your sins, for all of mankind, so you and I could be here, and we could live on, and we could have the choice. We could have the choice to accept him or to not accept him. And I, of course, as always, I always accept him and welcome Jesus into my life every second of every minute of every hour. And you should too. And I know it'll take a while. And again, by studying the Bible, getting into a good church that preaches the fundamentals of Jesus Christ, of salvation and God Almighty, you're on your way, folks. And again, congratulations for praying a prayer with me. This is Eric. I'm your host of End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And also your donations. Please think about donating. Your donations are greatly welcome and appreciated. And again, you can find me at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. And I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe, folks. But most importantly, thank you very much for listening, and God bless you and your family, and happy Sunday. I'm out of here. See you until next time. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.